Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019. It is the 267th day of the year, 98 days remaining till the end of the year. Today is a spare the air alert day, 89 days until winter begins, 161 days until primaries, and 406 days until presidential elections. The sun rises right at 7 o'clock this morning, sun sets at 7:02 this evening. We have 12 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. Solar noon at 1:01. First low tide was at 2:12. Next low tide at 2:23 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 9:35 this morning, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate tonight at 8:20. The moon is currently 24.9% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Saturday. Today is Festival of Latest Novelties, Gallbladder Good Health Day, Energize Day, Kiss Day, National Bluebird of Happiness Day, Cherries Jubilee Day, National Punctuation Day, National Voter Registration Day, Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. It's also Armed Forces Day in Peru, Constitution Day in Cambodia, Heritage Day in South Africa, Independence Day for Guinea-Bissau, Mahidol Day in Thailand, New Caledonia Day, and Republic Day in Trinidad and Tobago. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Guru Ram Dass, the fourth Sikh guru, born in 1534, the original Ram Dass. Jean-Louis Lullet, French composer, Blind Lemon Jefferson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Fats Navarro, Jim Henson, Linda McCartney, Jerry Donahue, Phil Hartman, the actor, not our chief engineer, Brad Pitt Bird. And in 1789, the United States Congress passes the Judiciary Act, creating the Office of the Attorney General and Federal Judiciary System and ordering the composition of the Supreme Court. That and much more up on the KLW Almanac. You may go to klw.org for more of the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Back to Morning Edition. It's 5:52. Time for me to drink some more coffee. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, klw.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The chicken taco trio with rice, the cheese calzone, the sesame chicken salad, and the pinto beans. Many other schools may also offer the pepperoni or cheese pizza, the barbacoa fajita bowl, the turkey avocado sandwich, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock today. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. PG&E has cut power to 24,000 customers in the Sierra foothills. The lights will remain off until this dangerously hot weather lets up. Folks in Butte, Nevada, and Yuba counties are going without power right now. The fear is that if the hot and windy weather gets worse, customers in El Dorado, Placer, Sutter, Lake, and Napa counties may also have to do without power. PG&E transmission lines were blamed for the fire last November that leveled the city of Paradise and surrounding hamlets in Butte County. Southern California is also anticipating doing the same thing later this week. Former California Governor Jerry Brown is teaming up with China's top climate official on a new university partnership to combat climate change. Brown and China's Xi Jinhua are announcing their partnership this week as part of the United Nations Climate Action Summit in New York going on this week. The California-China Climate Institute will be housed at the University of California at Berkeley and will work in partnership with Tsinghua University in Beijing. It comes as President Donald Trump escalates tensions with China and withdraws the United States from global efforts to curb rising temperatures. The Institute will look into zero-emission vehicles and low-carbon transportation, carbon pricing, climate adaptation, sustainable land use and agriculture, as well as carbon capture and storage and long-term climate policy enforcement. And closer to home, the planet is always closer to home. This morning, Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors will consider banning polystyrene. I still call it styrofoam, used in coffee cups and food-to-go containers and packing material. The ordinance would go into effect on May 1st, 2020, and would only affect businesses operating on unincorporated Contra Costa County land. There are exceptions, the trays that that people buy meat in supermarkets on, and ice chests as well. Vendors can request a one-year hardship exemption from the Public Works Department. County staff have looked into the possibility of using compostable food and beverage containers, but there's some stonewalling on that one. This morning's meeting of the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors is scheduled for 9:30 at the board chambers at 651 Pine Street in Martinez. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.